Did you know they're calling Boise, Idaho, the new Portland, Oregon, as in a rapidly gentrifying hipster haven with a lot of out-of-state transplants? Let's ask Harrison Berry. He's a staff reporter with Boise Weekly. Hi, Harrison.
Hello.
And have you heard people say that, that Boise is the next Portland? And what do you think about it?
Well, yeah, I have heard that. I've also heard Boise is the next Seattle. Boise is the next Austin. I think that Boise has a bit of its own identity.
Well, how has it been changing in recent years? I mean, are you starting to already see signs of people moving in from elsewhere and making it more like some of those cities out in the Pacific Northwest?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, there are some pretty robust advertising campaigns in some of those larger cities that are promoting Boise's lower cost of living. It's a very safe city. People really like to come here, especially from the tech sector. That is changing the look and feel of Boise. For a long time, Boise has been kind of flyover country, and that is changing in a big way. And I think that's what invites some of those comparisons.
What about the hipster scene in Boise? Because that is often a sign that a city is, you know, coming into a different identity.
Right. And that's the funny thing about youth culture is that it's always going to kind of be there. Yeah, there was a time when hipster was a very current term in Boise. We actually ended up banning it from use over at Boise Weekly.
Why did you ban the term hipster?
It was just one of those things that was becoming overused. It bordered on cliche. I feel like, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, that term hipster really denoted something specific. And in Boise, that something specific started to change. It stopped being as relevant a term as maybe it felt when the skinny jeans and stocking caps were more prevalent here.
So what do you use now to describe the new Boise residents?
Oh, heavens. By and large, new Boise residents come from a professional class. They're coming here with a little bit of work experience. It's a little bit more buttoned up than you know, what we might describe as a hipster.
Are the prices of housing going up?
They are, definitely. And that's creating a real pinch for people who live and work near downtown. You know, the people who sling your coffee are kind of being pushed to the outskirts while, you know, some of those rentals and for sale homes are being scooped up by people with more disposable income. It is, in fact, a real problem.
The city of Boise and Idaho in general is overwhelmingly white. Is that starting to change?
That really is. Boise is, on top of being white, Boise is also one of the largest per capita destinations for refugees and new Americans. We're beginning to see, obviously, a lot more people of color here in Boise, but, you know, other kinds of diversity as well. That's definitely picking up. The idea that Boise is a white city is something that's going to change in the near future, I think.
Well, as things do change in Boise, what do you hope stays the same?
Boise is it's kind of locked in this struggle between wanting to be a big city and a small town. It's sort of like Cheers. Everybody knows your name. And that's something that I hope sticks around. You know, in some of those bigger cities, it's a little bit easier to be anonymous, and that can be comforting sometimes. But in Boise, you really start to feel welcome almost on the first day that you're here for newcomers. And if you've been here for a long time, that's a feeling of inclusivity that's very difficult to leave behind.
Now, Portland has become famous for its food. What are we going to start to eat now that Boise is coming into this new identity?
Oh, so Boise has for a long time had a very strong Basque cultural undercurrent. Many of some of the first settlers here came from the Basque country. And in the Basque country itself, some of the foods of choice, it gravitates towards seafood. And in Boise, the Basques gravitated toward lamb. And so, you know, we have these amazing spicy lamb grinders. I can't speak highly enough of them. You won't find them anywhere else. But of course, there's the paella that is probably some of the best you'll find anywhere. Hmm. In addition, we've had a lot – I mentioned sort of the new Americans. A lot of them are bringing their own culinary traditions to bear on Boise. And I think over time we're going to start to see a lot more – you know, not just representation of those traditions, but also some experimentation.
Now, with all these newcomers, one of the things they're going to have to learn is that the proper pronunciation of your city is Boise, right? Not Boise.
That's correct. Boise is the shibboleth. Boise is what people coming in from out of town say.
So you can always tell when they're tourists.
Absolutely.
Right. And how long did it take? How long have you been in Boise?
I have been in Boise for almost 19 years now. I moved here from Portland on my 13th birthday in 1998.
You did. You moved from Portland.
I did.
So you were way ahead of the curve.
I was way ahead of the curve, and I learned early on that when you come to Boise, you bring along the chapstick. It's a different beast.
That is Harrison Berry, who's a staff reporter with Boise Weekly. Harrison, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And Boise residents, Portland residents, let us know your thoughts on this at hereandnow.org.